faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could, do you like that one? Like, did not walk, you know, by experience. That was awesome. That was exactly over there. So again, by faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. The specific first thought that I want to talk to you today is purpose. Because in verse number 5, he's talking so that he did not experience death. Enoch was taken from this life because God, the purpose of that, it was because God wants not to him to see death. So when we walk him by faith, we have purpose in our life. When we're walking by faith, we have a specific destiny that God is giving to us in our life. Today, the whole sermon is going to be most pointed out to the transitions. Transitions in our life is inevitable. It's going to happen anyway. We're trying to avoid changes because we are feel so comfortable in our zones that we don't want to move from there. But God always is changing things in our life. Sometimes are painful. Sometimes they are not too painful. However, they're always being changed. The only question here it is, how are we processing those changes? And that's the real definition of transition. Transition is the process or your behavior or decision making that you are doing towards that change that is happening in your life. What we are doing in order to receive that change and understanding that change. So that process is the one that in this story, and I like to go to 5:22. We don't have it over there. Genesis 5:22 is talking about the story of Enoch. 5:22, the word of God says, after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked faithfully with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Also, Enoch lived a total of 365 years. Enoch walked faithfully with God. Then he was no more because God took him away. The main word of all these verses is walk. Because the way that he walked, he got the attention of God. The Bible says that he walked with God. It doesn't say God walked with him. It's two different stories, two different stuff. So in order to learn how to walk with God, we need to understand the word of God so we can walk by faith. Amen? That's why the purpose, that's why we need to understand what is our purpose in our life. And the way that you can understand that is through the Bible. By faith, it says the word, so that he did not experience death. God don't want him to experience death because he was walking already with God. The only interesting point over here, it is that going back to Genesis 22, after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked faithfully. And my question over here, it is, what happened over there? What made Enoch to walk with God when his son born? Something happened, because the word says over here, walked faithfully with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Enoch lived a total of 365 years. Now go back. In other words, he has 60 years old, walking without God, and then his son born, and then he started walking with God. And that was my question to God in the Bible, and say, huh, what happened? Why he started walking with you when his son born? And when I looked at the definition of the name of his son, Methuselah, it means man of javelin, which is, means like man of war, because we need to understand we are in a warfare. Simple as that. We are in a warfare, a spiritual warfare. Always there's things going on and happening in our life to the purpose of transitioning. God needs us to manage the transitions correctly, so that way we can get to the level that he wants us to be. Simple. We are not going to grow. We cannot say, I'm living by faith, just sitting in a chair doing nothing. I need to move forward. I need to do something. I need to start walking with God. If I don't walk with God, I'm not transitioning. I'm not getting transformed. I'm not living by faith. Amen? When we go to Romans 8:28, the Word of God says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Ephesians 1:11, in him we were also chosen, have been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. Amen. The purpose. Understand, walking by faith. By faith, you should have a purpose. That means you have a purpose in your life. The purpose of Enoch, it was that he did not experience death. Always keep in mind that he was commended as one who pleased God. Look inside of you and think, am I pleasing God right now? And I'm doing what God is calling me to do? And I am walking with God or not? We need to understand that and start walking by faith. Second point that we'd like to share with you guys today is the holy fear, the fear of God. If we go into Hebrews 11:7, the Word of God says, by faith Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith. Let's go back to Genesis. Genesis 6:9, where we'll see the story of Noah. And we will see the same principle that is showing us by Enoch. 6:9, the Word of God. This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God. Interesting, right? We already talked about a different person, and he said that he walked with God. And now we're talking a different person, and the principle is over there. He said, walk with God. So today, God is telling us, walk with me. If you walk with me, you're walking by faith. If you're walking by faith, you will be living in the purpose of God. And you will see his mercy, his glory, his graciousness. You will see all the blessings from him. And he will continue blessing this church because we are walking with him. And that's what we need to understand and start living in that faithfulness with God. Psalm 34:11-14, it says, come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. When we go to Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And I love this one, Proverbs 8:13. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance. Evil behavior, when you go to King James, it says evil way. Pay attention to that one. We're going to talk about that one later. And preserve speech. In other words, God is telling us, please, if you walk with me, you're showing fear to the Lord. You're showing the holy fear to him, which is the second point showing in Hebrews 11:7 by Noah. In order to walk by faith, to show the faith to the Lord, we need to walk in the holy fear. Walk understanding the purpose and walk by the holy fear. The third point that I'd like to share with you guys, or principle, it will be obey. Hebrews 11:8 through 10 says the word, by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he will later receive as his inheritance, obey and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents and did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise, for he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. What a blessing. Obey. The word of God also says in 1 Samuel 15:22, does the Lord delight in burnt offering and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. That's a blessing. We need to understand that. We need to understand obedience, purpose, holy faith, right? Fear, and then obey. We need to obey and went. We need to understand those principles and then apply it in our life and continue moving forward. Otherwise, we're not managing the transition correctly. These men of God, they saw the vision. They saw the purpose of God. They saw the destiny. And one thing that I learned reading a book, really interesting, it is the leaders and also men of God see the future first and then come back to the present and start building the plan in order to reach that future. And that's the same principle over here. We need to see the future of your life, of this church, and then come back, start planning accordingly, build the principles, and start moving forward. Amen? When we do those three principles, we will see the blessing. Faith is like a confidence, a perseverance. It's like a persuasion of yourself that what God is telling you is the purpose and the destiny that he already talked that you will be in your life, the blessings that you will be receiving. And you are not just standing, not moving forward. You are moving forward, believing in that word. Now, when we go to Colossians 1:23, it's showing you, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel, this is the gospel that you heard, and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. That's a beautiful word. We're just believing in that hope, in the word of God. That hope is the one that is moving me forward. That's the hope that is moving me to bless the church, to bless my family, to bless the co-workers, my neighbors, everyone. Whatever God put me in front of me, I will move forward based on that word of God. 1 John 2:6 says the word, he who says he abides in him, out himself also to walk just as he walked. Jesus Christ already showed us how we need to walk. You go to the gospel and you will see the blessings over there. Now, the principle over here, again, faith. When we walk by faith, we're going through his purpose. And we will see that we are accepting that transition in our life, and we will reach the goal that he already put in our hands. Now, what is this blessing? When you go to John 14, and you guys already know this, but I love it because it's a really beautiful revelation. John 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, will I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also might be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. So he's telling you, walk. And you might be asking, where? I don't know. And Jesus Christ is telling you through this word, I am the way. He's telling you, you don't know where to go. You don't know the revelation or the vision that you, where you're supposed to go, because you're not going to walk without seeing where you're going. I don't know where I'm going. Where do you want me to go? I'm going to be just bouncing all over the place. But then Jesus Christ is telling you, believe in God. Don't let your heart trouble you. Don't get confused with the world and the other stuff that is happening. Continue believing in him. I am the way. Trust in me. And continue walking in what I'm showing you, what is the way. Continue, verse number 5. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going. So, can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. There's the answer. He's the way. There's no excuses. He's telling you today, we need to walk. The transition is happening. The change is going to happen. Inevitable. You can't do that. You were a kid, then you grow up. Then you move from single to married, then you don't have kids, now you have kids. You're changing works, environment, houses, places. But you need to understand the transition. The transition is going to happen. We need to do that. And he's telling you today, just walk with me. Where? I am the way. This is the path. Continue walking this way. I'm giving you everything. I just need your disposition to take the decision, have the good heart, and continue moving forward. Believing in him. I read this, and my son, how they call it? They don't call it graduation anymore. They say they call it promotion night, sorry, because they're moving from 8th grade to 9th grade, so they call it promotion night, sorry. And I read this, and in Ministry My Life, based on this topic, and it says, by Michael Josephson, take pride in how far you have come, have faith in how far you can go, but don't forget to enjoy the journey. Enjoy it. Enjoy the transition. It's going to be awesome because it's going to transform you to something good, to something better. Sorry. It just is a little bit tough because when you are moving things in your life, like, for example, in my case, when I was moving from Puerto Rico to here, it's tough. It's transition, so it's changes. So 10 years ago, we have to move over here. It's a new culture, new environment, language. I still struggling, you know that. So it's tough, but we have to adjust our life. Our body, our life, our spiritual environment, it will change. It's just the way that you're gonna take it, the behavior that you're gonna take, which is gonna be the way to transition and get you to that level that He wants you to be. We praise the Lord, we worship Him, we thank Him because He's been so gracious, a blessing to us, and we will continue loving Him always, all the time. He's been great, and He will continue being great with also you guys as long as we keep having that mindset of taking the transition the right way. Transition is not negative. It's something good. It's going to be just transforming you to someone better, someone great. Sometimes it's tough because changes, sometimes it's something that you don't plan. Something just happened. But sometimes changes are being provoked by you. You create it. You push for that. But sometimes it just happened. And then anyway, it happened or by you or not by you, it depends on you how you're going to take those changes, how you're going to respond. Once again, that's what God today wants to talk to you and say, walk with me. Walk by faith. That's showing faith. The way is Jesus Christ. Simple as everything is here. Let's just do it. The body will resist, but you can continue moving forward because He will give you the strength. Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear God, thank you once again for this opportunity, for this time. Thank you for this church. Thank you for everyone. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you for the changes. Thank you for everything that you are doing with this church. We bless them. We bless everyone here. Declaring that you are our God, our Lord, Holy Spirit, touch us and bless us every time. Bless everyone that is around us. We remove and revoke anything from the enemy because we are with you. We worship you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for showing us the way, for giving us the vision of continue moving forward, for the vision of why you want us to be. Just give us the strength about or against our desires, flesh, all the things that is happening, which is just gonna happen because the enemy wants to try to us not to move forward. But we are trusting in you, Lord. We have confidence in you. We're walking by faith. We're deciding walking by with you, and we are walking by faith because we believe in you. We're going to obey that word. We're going to be in the holy fear, thinking all the time in you, Lord. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you for blessing us. We worship you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Stand with us for one last song.